Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Well, due to me having surgery this past week, it was very difficult for us to get a show done. And so what I've decided to do is go back into our archives into March of last year and replay a show that is still relevant. And we're going to be talking about the senior executive services and some other things of interest. So without further ado, we'll jump back in time to March of 2018. Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. If you've not been here and heard our show before, we are a nonpartisan, nonprofit, 501c3 grassroots conservative group that believes in our Constitution, and we want to restore our form of government back to constitutional principles, hold our elected officials accountable, and we do that every chance we get. Our group tonight, we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Diane Ruffino.
Hola.
We have Rainer and Hal James.
Hey, Rick.
And we have Michael with
us.
We
want to hold the whole government accountable. Some of them are less elected than others.
A good point.
I want to hold non-government people accountable because they're the ones responsible for putting them in there. So anyway.
I want to hold parents accountable.
Hey, we're on a roll.
I guess you could say we're for accountability.
Hey, yeah. I like that.
In all areas of life. To back up what I was just telling you, a group of our people made a trip to Raleigh today. There were a couple of events going on. There was the special meeting for school safety. There, the legislators were a special committee on school safety gathered together there.
And some of our members were there too, but they haven't gotten back yet.
Right, that was a different group of our people. And the ones that are here tonight with us on the show went to another one. Rainer, tell us what that one was.
Well, it was the North Carolina Historical Commission on Confederate Monuments. Their study committee wasn't the whole committee or commission. And it was to get public input on whether or not to remove three Confederate memorial statues from the Capitol grounds and move them to Bentonville Battlefield. And there were 51 speakers who signed up in the normal course of affairs. There were staff and some people clustered in a little group up front that after they had stopped, people had stopped coming in, went back out and came in with registration numbers that didn't start at 52. It started at 100 and something. They sat over on the side separately. There was still a little bit of time for people to register through the normal channels. I don't think anybody came in after that. And then when they opened the floor for people to speak, a huge whopping 1 minute apiece, that they proceeded through those. And with the exception of one woman, every single speaker favored leaving the monuments in place. When they got to the 100 and above numbers, every single speaker, and there were fewer of them, significantly fewer of them, spoke for moving or removing the monuments. So it was clearly pre-structured, very organized. It was a sort of thing where they were trying for to look like one thing and really something else was going on.
You right. could almost judge that they had preconceived what they wanted the outcome to be and mm-hmm. were working to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the things that was, one of the things that was interesting to me was the fact that the people that wanted to move the monuments seemed to have a totally warped concept of the whole Civil War thing. Now, I will admit I didn't grow up here. I grew up in New Jersey. It's a whole different animal. But I have learned since I've been down here through reading and paying attention that the war was a states' rights issue. The veterans of that war were given privileges of burial in a national cemetery. Their widows received benefits. The federal government recognized them for their bravery, their heroism, and their dedication.
And they are part of America's military heritage as veterans.
Mm-hmm. That yes, they are. And to have that smashed, and any the monuments... Now, one thing I have read is at the time the monuments were put up, there were some people behind the erection of those monuments who might have not had the purest intentions.
But that doesn't change what happened by the people that the monuments honor.
No, it doesn't.
And it also doesn't change the fact that politics and ideas change over time. Mm-hmm. And just because somebody doesn't have our ultra-current sensibilities doesn't make them evil.
Yes.
I think it was interesting that the meeting started by us being scanned, as you would be scanned going into the airport, body, you know, the search of your wallet, your pocketbook, your whatever else, everything had to be scanned for however few speakers that went into this auditorium to speak. And so it was a little bit of a
Did you hassle. Have to show an ID?
No.
Okay. Hal?
Yeah, there are two observations that I would like to make. And one of them had to do with, somebody's already mentioned, the number of military people that came there, people with a lot of experience, some of them dating way back, older veterans, like myself for that matter. But there were a lot of veterans. If I had to guess, I'd say maybe 10 to 15 veterans spoke. Mm-hmm. And every one of them spoke about the appreciation that all military personnel have for other military personnel, that they're doing a job. And they made that perfectly clear. And it was very, very moving to me to hear that testimony. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, there were two, number of lawyers. There were several lawyers who got up, and they almost to a person said, you don't really shouldn't even be having this board because the law has already stated. And they gave, you know, the page, paragraph, whatever the GS number of the law and things like that, and said, you really shouldn't be here. And the last lawyer that spoke said, you know, there are two things that you don't have to make a decision here. You're going to make some people angry with you if you decide you want to move them. You're going to make some people angry with you if you decide you don't want to make a move. The proper course of action for this board is to dissolve itself and do nothing.
Because
the law has already established what's going to happen.
Right, the law specifically proposed by our representative locally, Michael Speciale, that says the state legislature is the proper convening authority for this decision, not the governor convening a historical board to go around the legislature.
Hear, hear. Right. Well, I'll go ahead and say it. Y'all already know it. The whole purpose of this and so many other orchestrated events that are going on is a carefully structured plan to destroy our history,
yes,
to get rid of our monuments, to get rid of everything that means anything to us. I'll go ahead and say this previous administration promised you a fundamental change.
On a national basis,
right,
you're talking.
And you look at the rules of radicals, Saul Alinsky, and all these things, items are in there. It's a carefully structured plan. Mm-hmm. They got rid of our religious heritage. They've gotten rid of history being taught in the schools. They're getting rid of the historical monuments. All these things, our holidays are being attacked. Everything is to destroy our culture and our heritage.
Yes, Rick, you're right. But don't you think, just because it hadn't been mentioned so far, that many of the speakers present didn't point that out?
Right.
Didn't point out that modern moralists are trying to rewrite history, that in the real situation that existed during the recent war of Northern aggression, the South were trying to repel invaders who were over, the federal government was overstepping its brief. They were doing things they had no right to do. The Southerners wanted sovereignty of their states to do with their financial decision making and other things that were really outside the purview of the federal
right.
government, or were being used in a punitive way that affected the South far more than any other part of the country. So there was the way it's presented, it had nothing to do initially with slavery. It had to do with finances and controlling the South.
Right. Well, those issues are just excuses.
Yeah.
Those are excuses.
But people don't know it. There are a body of people who've been misled about that. They don't understand.
And that right. body's getting larger because of the way that's taught in our schools.
And that's why we're talking about it.
One of the things that impressed me, there were a number of speakers from Sons of the Confederacy and Daughters of the Confederacy who had family members who had fought in the Civil War on the Confederate side. And that was their family heritage. And they were there to protect their family heritage.
Diane?
I don't think the issue should be on which side people believe history falls. There is no one version of history that is absolutely right. But we put the monuments there because it happened, because it is part of history. Just like in Washington, D.C., someday we're going to learn that Lincoln stood for white supremacy. The documents are out there. Now, well, we can keep that monument there because he was a president and because he instigated the War of Northern Aggression. Whether he's bad or good, ended slavery, the fact is he is part of history, and that history was a big part of our country. So I think we should just stop trying to judge each other on their version right. of history. Just recognize that it happened.
Well, it has nothing to do with the excuses that are being used with racism, slavery. Those are just that's the popular talking point.
Right.
Those are
right.
the talking right. points and issues. What it all has to do with is the changing of our culture. It's at a global scale. This has been going on for decades. These statues haven't just changed. They have been there for decades. It's just recently that people walk by them and, oh, gosh, it scares me.
It's an oversimplification of how people's understanding is. And think about how many things there are going on now and how there's nuanced views. And it was nuanced 160 years ago when people were slowly working their way through this. It's not a good evil issue. It was people had differences of opinion. There were a lot of Southerners who were trying to wrap up slavery and get that transition out.
Right.
Right.
They just wanted to do it on their own terms, not Northern terms.
Right. Well, we've got a lot to cover today, so we're going to switch gears here and go to Hal. This is another demonstration of what CCTA does as far as holding our elected officials accountable. Hal is our watchdog chairman. Hal, you've been attending the Craven County Commissioners' meetings, and you've got a little bit of information on something you think is unscrupulous.
Yeah, you're right about that. And we're talking about this pipeline, a gas pipeline that will run along Route 95. And they had a really smart engineer, I thought. It was a very good presentation as far as the engineering technicalities that he went through. But he raised the point that Duke Energy had given about, I think it was $57 million, to be held in trust in case that some environmental damage was done and the state could put it back to right, you know, to clean that up without going into taxpayer money. Well, the governor pointed out that they had already agreed to fix anything that went wrong anyway, so he went along and put that money to some other purpose. So they decided to put it into schools is what happened. But here's what is the strange thing, is right after that those agreements were reached, then all of the permissions and requirements the state had to put the pipeline through suddenly disappeared. Everything was all right for them after that. So it appears that $57 million was kind of a bribe to
the final permit, and that money happened the same day.
Exactly.
And so, later happen, and then they're going to hit up everybody for money again.
So I did a little research on this person, and he is a consulting engineer, no question about that. He gets paid for doing that. But he also designs, builds, and manages investment properties. And a lot of these investment properties happen to be in the path of utilities and things that will benefit them. And then he manages those kind of things. Well, he's also director of the Route 70 corridor. So he's not only involved in that kind of thing with the pipeline, he's involved with that same sort of thing going along the highways in North Carolina. He even has a highway that's actually named for him. So it seems to me that this guy has all of his tentacles out. Now, you know, I was told recently by a new commissioner that he had to take this ethics classes that are taught by the North Carolina School of Government. And they said, you know, what is morally unethical often is not legally unethical.
That's
now,
right.
I didn't know about that. But that's just the point. This seems like a terribly unethical thing to me. It may not be breaking any laws. I don't know. But it's benefiting from the advice that he gives for these municipalities, counties, and so forth, state agencies to spend taxpayer money, and then he benefits personally off of
well,
it.
Well, you have to remember that these same people that manipulate the laws are the ones that help write the laws.
And that's at every level. And this sounds exactly like some of the issues that we hear about in history books, whether it be like Tammany Hall and some of these other places where the people, you know, they own the government and they own the businesses, or they work with the people who have the businesses as employees, and they kind of go back and forth in those worlds. It's an indictment of the system that a entrepreneurial mind, which is really what we're talking about that he has to be really profitable, so firmly integrated with government, because in every industrialized government, the largest distributor of wealth is government entities at all levels.
Bingo. Right. Capitalism right. is great. Crony capitalism stinks.
Well, Hal, thank you for that report. And there, folks, is what CCTA is all about. And we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come right back and touch on another topic.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had an interesting discussion before the break, and again, we have Bob and Mary, Diane Rufino, we've got Hal and Rainer with us, and we've got Michael, and we're going to move on to an important subject. Well, first, before I get into that, I want to say one thing, because I watched a video before I came here, and I sent y'all a link to it, and it was Cheryl Atkinson, used to be with CBS. She's an investigative reporter. And she was talking about the fake news. And at the end of it, she had a very important remark. And there's a new term out there that they're starting to teach in schools about journalism. So if you get a chance, search for Cheryl Atkinson on YouTube and listen to her little talk on the fake news. I think you'll find it very interesting. So we're going to move on to another interesting topic, and that's the deep state. More and more of the deep state has been revealed recently, and it just so happens that the deep state coordinates with the senior executive service. Many of the members of the deep state are members of the senior executive service. Now, most people probably don't even know what the senior executive service is. Well, every 4 years, just after the presidential election, the United States government policy and supporting positions, commonly known as the Plum Book, is published. Alternately by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs and the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And this publication had over 9,000 federal civil service leadership and support positions in the legislative and executive branches of the federal government that may be subject to non-competitive appointment. Example given, positions such as agency heads, their immediate subordinates, policy executives and advisors, and aides who report to these officials. The duties of many such positions may involve advocacy of administration policies and programs, and the incumbents usually have a close and confidential working relationship with the agency head or other key officials. Now, this publication had over 9,000 as of June 30th, 2016. Now, this was the previous administration, the Obama administration. Another report I heard today said Obama waived a lot of the requirements for these positions just to get people in there as far as security clearances and things like that. It's just amazing. When he stood before you but prior to his election and told you that you were just a few days away from fundamentally changing this country, this was part of his fundamental change.
And right on the way out the door, one of his top lieutenants, Loretta Lynch, pointed out, regardless of the election, they had people in place to keep his legacy going for, quote, years into the future. That, you know, that tells you that
right.
They were manipulating the system and knew they could, and that leads into what we're going to see, and you know, which we're talking about, the slow walking of the current administration's appointment.
And ironically, he didn't do like all the former presidents and leave Washington, D.C. He bought a house there, and
he's still communicating with those people and has one of his other...
There may be an alternate chain of command going on,
right,
let's face it.
Right. So he's still driving the bus from there.
He's been organizing communities ever since he got out of college.
Now, let me tell you all something. CCTA is in the habit of not giving you just our opinions. We back up whatever we put out there with the source materials that we use to gather our information. So I want you to, if you're where you can write this down, write it down. If not, I'll repeat it a couple of times. The program will be on our website. All our radio shows are archived up there at cctaxpayers.com, so you can go back and listen later if you miss it. But this group I ran across, it's called, get back to the right page, Aim for Truth. That's A-I-M, the number 4, truth, T-R-U-T-H, .org. It's the American Intelligence Media. From that is where I printed these articles, and I was so impressed because as you go down the page reading each segment, when they say something, it's a hyperlink that you can click on, and it'll take you to the official government records and documents that they got their information from. So you can actually read the governmental reports and all. You can verify the statistics because, like this document here that I was talking about that the was printed, let's see, by the federal government, maybe some, well, I'm on the wrong page, but I'll get back to it in a minute. It was printed by the government.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
And it lists every one of the positions, who's in the position, what their pay grade is, and all these people are not under regular federal pay grades, which go up to GS-15. They're all above GS. Some of them make more than the vice president does, you know. And some of them, there's no limits on how long they can be there or anything. So it's very important that you go out because you're not going to get this information off of mainstream media or reading Time magazine or some of the local newspapers, News and Disturber, any of those things. This information, the internet is a whole new world for information out there now. And it's also a whole new world for disinformation. So you have to be smart. Do like we do. Look for the source materials. If they're not willing to give you their source materials, then it's just their opinion. But here at this site, you'll find that they link you to all their source materials. They link you to other groups that are also doing it. And it was started by a couple back in 2015, and it's grown into what they call a crowdsourcing thing. It's a lot of citizen journalists that are out there digging on the internet, going through government documents, going through government reports, going through old videos on YouTube and stuff, and they find where, well, wait a minute, he just said that. There's a video of him saying it where he might be denying that he ever said anything like that. So these are citizens like us that are out there looking and searching for the truth, and this is a repository where they bring all that information together and then point you to it. So I really encourage you to go to aimfortruth.org. That's A-I-M, the number 4, T-R-U-T-H dot O-R-G. This report, and it's put out by this group, the American Intelligence Media, is called Deep State Shadow Government Revealed. The Senior Executive Service, and it says that most people know that a new president, well, I don't think that most people know it, but the new president gets to name over 4,000 political appointees when they are elected, and this political cronyism is partisan politics and fills our bloated government with unqualified employees. You ever sit back and watch these people on news and say, how the heck did they get there? Well, that's how they get there. It's not what they know, it's who they know. And
hang on, can I?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the voice of contrarianism for a second. At least every 4 years they go away, or every 8 years, you know, whatever it is. They go away every so often. Whereas some of these other careerists just go, you know, they get out of college, they go into the government, they stay in the government and put their own spin on whatever it is they're doing for their entire time, and never work an honest job, as most of us know it, a day in their life.
But that's not necessarily true. That individual may go away, but what they've accomplished during the time they were there does not go away, because these people are responsible for hiring and firing non-SES people in other positions in these agencies, your intelligence agencies and all that. So they've spent the last 8 years putting together and filling all the positions they could with people that would march in step with their...
What I'm saying is there's an in-between. And I've talked about this previously when we talked about the deep state, the civil service, and how instead of the spoil system being in place where it was pure one way or the other, you've got this in-between barrier that goes to, you know, the 1970s time frame where these people are lower-level appointees that still aren't completely at the whim of the people we elected that we actually can hold accountable.
Right, I agree. But this is where we are
now. It's in a weird state, right?
Your current
president, we still haven't replaced hardly any of these SES.
That's the point. Your current president has been unable to get a lot of his appointees confirmed and put in.
Right, because he's still dealing with senior level appointees.
Right. So those people are still staying there in the meantime. They're still
and
operating.
Directing policy with somebody right. who lives there in the Capitol and can talk to them and have meetings with them.
Hal?
Well, Rick, you got around to what I was holding my hand up to speak about. Because when Michael started his conversation on this, he said that he wanted to take a contrarian position and that every 4 years those people changed. Now, I had some experiences with SESs when I was stationed at the Pentagon, because one of my primary jobs I was the assistant director of the branch, and one of my department was to carry around papers and get them through all the different channels, and everybody had to sign off of them. It was a big hurry. I had to hand carry them from one agency to the other. And I dealt with some of these SCSs, and I thought, well, you know, at that time, every 4 years, they were sort of changing. And I thought the deep state, when I first heard about them, meant the GS-13s and 15s that were there, that had been there, you know, for a long, long time. And they were the ones that really knew the ins and outs. So us military guys were coming and going every three or four, you know, years. So they did put a lot of continuity into the thing, and I didn't see a whole lot wrong with it at that time. But as Rick pointed out to me, it doesn't change every 4 years. You've got the GS-13s and the 15s, and then also President Trump is having an awful lot of difficulty getting his appointees through because they're blocking that process. Because Obama has put this deep state in place that has all those tentacles going through all those systems, and there is a huge problem that I didn't realize until Rick brought it to my attention.
If the networks of people were loosely okay with each other, like other turnovers, it was one thing. Where you would largely have some continuity from even one party to the next. But it's whenever you hear people 2 years ago, we're talking about Trump's a vast departure from everything that's been done, you know, in the post-war consensus was the phrase that you heard on Fox News even. That's where you understand that both parties have put people in place that are fundamentally against what he's trying to put in.
Right.
Okay.
Bob?
By the way, Rick, the article you referenced links back to the United States Office of Personnel Management. It's at opm.gov, and it's the 2016 Senior Executive Services Report. And we're not going with what we think of as shoddy sources unless you think the government's a shoddy source.
No, that's,
and that's one of the real challenges.
A lot of people get taught about the civil service reform, and that's what we were talking about, the GS up through 15s, that we got post-Civil War whenever they wanted a professional class to kind of be a continuity of government. This is something that's from the 70s that people aren't taught about, that's that extra layer that is kind of vague on how long do they stay. If they get routinely reappointed every so often, that's an interesting thing when you compare that to historical European models that have been much more draconian with how they operated.
If you'll remember, I said just a moment ago that every year, every 4 years, the president gets to appoint 4,000, right?
Mm-hmm. These are 8,000 and something.
4,000 political appointees. This group is 8,156 appointed managers in 75 federal agencies that control the executive bureaucracy and tell new political appointees what they can and cannot do. Yes, that's right. The deep state is an official government program, well-organized, comprehensive, and in charge. Out of the 8,156 members who make up this deep state of ensconced bureaucrats, over 7,000 were appointed by Obama.
What we're talking about here is a fourth branch of government that is unelected, and it's been put in and embedded people into it who are trying very hard to maintain what was going on in the prior administration and fight the current administration. I don't believe we have ever had a circumstance like this before.
It's a situation where you're looking at something where these people are, by and large, hand-selected from those GS ranks for politically aligning with the ideology of who's in charge at that point.
Right.
And therefore, by slow playing, by keeping them in longer, you can keep those policies going.
Right. And again, if you go to this site and go through the same article that we're working on right now, Deep State Shadow Government Revealed, as Bob said, the links through it will take you to the government sources that prove exactly what it's saying. Also, there are links there to, I know some of you out there think, oh, that's conspiracy theories and mess like that. No, the internet, again, has been a wonderful tool for uncovering a lot of this corruption because of people like Edward Snowden. I know some people look at him as a traitor, and some people look at him as a hero, because, yes, he did reveal government secrets, but a lot of the secrets he revealed were what we're talking about now, backed up by emails between these entities Those emails were captured. They're still out there. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, has provided tons and tons. Well, there's links to all that stuff here on this site that will take you to those documents, and they're asking for people to just go through them. So when you find something, report back, this is what you found. You know, if it doesn't look like it's kosher, then let other people know about it. But the people we're talking about here, this article says these are the Obama holdouts that still control the executive branch of government a full year after Trump has come to office.
That's gross.
Right. Now, you think about it. You're talking about right at 9,000 people. You come into office. You've never been around them. You don't know them. You're not a part of the swamp of politics. You're not going to overnight be able to change all that. So that's what's going on there. Obama expanded the existing program of deep state managers and appointed over 7,000 of the 8,156 bosses who are called the senior executive service. Some call it the shadow government, and it is true that this federal cabal works in the shadows. Now, Bob, you got
to... You know, within the source article, it on page 5, for anybody that wants to go there, it lists 18 specific federal departments and the number of people in each department, including of the 8,156 people, 821 of them are within the Justice Department.
The Ooh. Department now, of Injustice now, lingers on.
And 1,700 of them are others.
All right. Let's go
you
on.
You know what? If we can't figure out a way to correct this, we the people have been screwed, glued, and tattooed. It's awful.
Well, the only way we can correct it is to bring awareness to the people before they go to the polls and make their selection for who they're going to put in there the next time. That's the way we correct it. That's
the maybe part of it is this business of drawing more and more people's attention to this citizen
Journalism,
crowdsourcing, yeah,
thank you. Right?
Exactly, because you have to know what's going on to be alert, and it takes work to develop that kind of information.
And a lot of this information, people don't want to believe. They don't want to believe there's people that corrupt.
Surely to goodness, people want to know what's going on, what the truth is.
What the corruption in this is, you would think with a lot of these positions, with the power they hold, there would be standards for what they need. The problem is, those were all waived in some of these cases.
That's right. Well, look, we got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. I know everybody's enjoying this. We'll be right back to continue this discussion.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our 3 locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, We love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're talking about the deep state, the shadow government revealed, and our source documentation for this is a website, AIM4TRUTH.org. That's aimfortruth.org. We were talking about the appointments that the president gets to make. There are four basic types of appointments. The presidential appointments with Senate confirmation. There are 1,212 senior leaders, including cabinet secretaries and their deputies, the heads of most independent agencies and ambassadors who must be confirmed by the Senate. That's what's being held up on Trump. Those 1,200 and some appointments are being held up and by the Senate, and he's not allowed to get them through there. Presidential appointments without Senate confirmation. There are 353 positions, which make up much of White House staff, although they are scattered throughout many of the smaller federal agencies that don't have to have Senate confirmation. Non-career senior executive service. These are members of the senior executive service who work in key positions just below the top presidential appointees, bridging the gap between the political leaders and the civil service throughout the federal government. And then there's Schedule C appointments. There are 1,403 Schedule C appointees who serve in the confidential or policy role. They range from schedulers and confidential assistants to policy experts. How?
Rick, of those, I think you said 9,000, but a large number of the appointees have to be confirmed by the Senate. Do you have a figure for how many President Trump has been able to get confirmed by the Senate?
I don't have a current figure on that, no, but it's nowhere near that.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring, but I thought maybe we knew. I don't
know. Nowhere near. We can probably find that out as we're talking. Bob over there will hit the airwaves for us.
By the way, it's also interesting that the median income is $173,000 plus.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow.
That's a pretty nice median.
All right. It goes on to say it is little known that there are many more SES appointees than any other type of political appointment. The key bosses in the federal government SES program are not only unqualified cronies, and that's an opinion, I'm sure, but they are also paid more than the highest government rate of GS-15. They can even get bonuses, and each agency can set the salary of each SES member, which has no top range.
Good Lord.
So you wonder where a lot of our taxpayer dollars are going? They're going to fund the deep state. Diane?
I remember the founding fathers said, we never have to worry about a large government, you know, because it would always be the greatest number of officials would always be in the state governments. And the amount of people working in the federal government can never exceed any one state. And I just find this absolutely unbelievable, this leviathan, this
bloated
government that we...
When our Congress was first formed, it took several years for only a few laws to ever be passed. They got by for a lot of years without very many laws.
Yep. This is also why a disproportionate amount of the nation's wealth has flown into the six or seven counties in and around Northern Virginia and that particular portion of Maryland that directly surround D.C., whether it be through lobbyists or direct government employees who influence the politics by moving into that area.
Yeah, or the consultants that also do business with the government and their people.
All right. It goes on to say that nearly 70% of SES are about to experience their first presidential transition as executives. Now think about this. You're coming into a new job you've been appointed to. How do you find out what goes on there? From the way the State Senior Executive Service describes itself on its website and other publications and articles, you wouldn't know that it's describing a shadow government unless you look carefully at what was actually being said and done. The SCS consists of men and women, non-career, career officials charged with leading the continuing transformation of government SCS officials. SCS officials are neither accepted nor competitive service appointments. SCS appointees typically support officials with the implementation of current administration policies. The Senior Executive Service, in other words, plays a critical role in every presidential transition, supporting and educating political appointees about how the government works, and often temporarily serving in top agency jobs during the lengthy appointee and confirmation
process.
Which is
being made more lengthy as we go through. For a snapshot that'll show you the mental state of these people that are still in power, think about whenever Trump went to the White House immediately as president-elect and met with Obama, shook his hand in the Oval Office, and there was that picture of all of these aides literally crying while they had to meet. And when you have this underbelly, who maybe not have been in that picture, but who are still loyal to that legacy that they thought was going to keep carrying on, and they're influencing policy now going on 2 years later, they are not going to be on board with the changes that has been, because they are still part of that group that's been there, and this is the first time they've ever not been working for a radical progressive.
All right. Well, folks out there listening, you may be asking yourself, where did this SES come from? Is it constitutional? What? Well, it was established by the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. I think it was under President Jimmy Carter back then.
Wow.
As an executive branch personnel system, SES members serve in key positions just below top presidential appointees and are the major link between senior officials and the rest of the federal workforce. The two types of SES positions are general, which can be filled by any type of appointment, and career reserved, which can be filled only by a career appointment. I'm real briefly hit this other topic here. Non-career appointments are the general SES position that generally is a top policy determining character who shares with presidential appointees the advocacy of current administration policies. They can be made without regard to competitive requirements. Agencies may also set the pay level of the appointee. Career appointments have no time limitation and provide certain job protections and benefits not conferred by non-career and limited appointments. Limited term appointments are non-renewable appointments for a term of 3 years or less, and limited emergency appointments are non-renewable appointments not to exceed 18 months. To a general SES position established to be meet a bona fide unanticipated urgent need. So you see, those at the highest level are in there for a long time and hard to get rid of.
We need another Civil Service Reform Act that cleans up this mess.
Amen. We need to take a break right now to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, if you could be in the studio during the break, you'd see how excited people
live
are.
Live feed webcam. I've been saying it for a year. You know, we'll have the broadcast on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we are hyper patriots, folks.
This has generated a lot of discussion internally here. Well, to go on real quickly, we only got a few minutes left here. Don't be fooled by the lie that SES doesn't exist in the FBI, DOJ, and State Department. There are look-alike senior management systems inside of some federal agencies. Anyway, going on. The only people's names that you can find associated with these deep state operatives is through the SES review boards that determine each year what bonuses these already overpaid SES bosses will receive. Now, as I said, this site provides you their source documentation. It goes on to say, we provide the link below the government's own website that lists the members of one particular review board. The SES review board is for the Department of Justice. Huh. Oops. If you read the prior attachments, you might have noticed that the government clearly states it is forbidden to have a SES system in the Department of Justice.
Whoa.
Any of the intelligence.
Obviously, by the evidence below, you can see that there are SES members in the Department of Justice. So, you know, people say, well, you can't do that. It's illegal.
So how do we get rid of it?
The only way to prove something's illegal is to find someone guilty in court.
I think the current administration is in the process of doing that right now.
Can I throw one last thing in here? This is going to tie in.
Real quickly.
Every time you hear a leak and it says senior such and such official, a lot of people assume that that's somebody who was put in place by the current administration, one of their employees, one of their friends, one of their, you know, GSs who's in that role as a careerist who maybe has a principal disagreement. Senior official in this regard can mean somebody who's got a wicked interesting position and paycheck that has no loyalty to anybody who's there and has been in the White House the Department of State, the Pentagon for a long time and doesn't have any loyalty to the direction the current government's going.
Right.
Mm, good.
Well, for the sake of time, I'm going to jump down to the end of this article. It says, above is a link to the men and women of the senior executive services and the people named by name. That's the plum book that we referred to earlier. And you can find it again on this article, Deep State Shadow Government Revealed, on aimfortruth.org. AIM4TRUTH.org. And to go on to answer Rainer's question, the last thing they say here is, thanks to the anonymous patriot who pointed us in the right direction and also told us SES positions are non-bargaining and can be eliminated at any time, meaning Trump could fire 8,000 plus people today if he wanted to.
Wow.
Once you leave career positions for SES, you cannot return back to your previous series.
Yeehaw. That's good news.
I think there's efforts going on inside the current administration to eliminate some of these. I think you just saw one firing that took care of part of it. But there's more to come. But the main point of today's show is for people, go out there and do your own research. Go out there. I've given you a good link. There are hundreds of other links off of that site that will take you down places. It will give you information you just won't believe.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that jump back into the past of March of 2018. I thought that was a good show that we had, and the information is still relevant, and a lot of good links in there for you to run down the source information and check on it yourself. Don't forget cctaxpayers.com. If you'll go to that website, you'll find a list of a lot of different things that you can interface with, including our monthly meetings. The third Tuesday of every month, we have a public meeting. It's free, it's open to the public, and it's downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. So all the information is listed again on cctaxpayers.com.
Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you'll come back and join us again next week for another edition of CCTA Wake Up Call here on 107.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.